All right, we still got more controversy coming out around Erica Kirk, and the internet is really buzzing right now, talking about some new things that they have discovered, that the internet has discovered, and a lot of these accusations come from the right themselves. The right is kind of eating themselves alive right now, and Candace Owens, who's been a big part of a lot of the conspiracy theories we've seen around Charlie Kirk's death, obviously Erica Kirk being Charlie Kirk's wife, a lot of the conspiracies around Charlie Kirk's death came from Candace Owens. Candace Owens and Erica Kirk recently had a meeting, and this whole dynamic has changed. So we're going to hop into all of this right now. Before we do, though, if you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this content, like I say every time, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. It would mean a lot if you guys checked it out. You guys truly show such an unbelievable level of support, and I can't say thank you enough here on the Adam Mockler channel, trying to build something big to punch back against a lot of the Republican narratives and make sure Democrats see some wins, some big wins in 2026 and 2028 and beyond. So if you want to help us grow and help us do that, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. So let's start here. This is from yesterday. I found this. December 26, 2025, Turning Point USA. Cabot Phillips, senior editor, Daily Wire, How to Lead Like Charlie. And they're doing this at, you know, in some public library hosted by Turning Point USA, How to Lead Like Charlie. Well, the internet saw this flyer and started talking a lot about who Cabot Phillips is. This is a post from a very right-wing account named Diligent on Twitter. I have screamed and yelled at this individual before for being very right-wing. He tweets, "Did you know that Erica Kirk apparently used to date Cabot Phillips, the editor of the Daily Wire, in 2017, just a year before she met Charlie? The posts are now scrubbed, meaning they've been deleted, but the replies to them are still there on Erica Kirk's old and now locked Twitter profile. Erica said just this week at her CBS town hall she was not dating in 2017. How many lies are there?" And I'm going to mute this because there's some copyrighted music, but essentially going through, this is Cabot Phillips, the person I just showed you, Erica's old Twitter, and showing that there are essentially tweets suggesting maybe that they were dating or they were very close. Again, these are the types of videos I need your help with because I'm not big on the conspiracy land. Maybe, you know, I don't know if this is, if conspiracy is too strong of a word. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just the obvious. I mean, again, we're just looking at old tweets of what could be, again, them dating. But in this whole realm of all this, you know, what's going on with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and what Erica is doing this for, that's where I need your help, because truly, I don't know the answer. Speaking of CBS in that last post, the Barry Weiss town hall with Erica Kirk, the ratings were awful. Obviously, the new CBS News editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, who's a big, huge, just like right-wing individual. So obviously, CBS, as Trump and all the goons try to capture the media, if you will. She had this big interview with Erica Kirk, and CBS was tweeting and talking about it nonstop every day. The ratings were not good. This article here, pretty brutal. Somebody tweeting, "Someone do a wellness check on Barry Weiss. CBS News has not posted a tweet about Erica Kirk today." They were literally posting 10 plus times a day about Erica Kirk and the interview on CBS News. Some people responding again to the Cabot Phillips ordeal. "If Erica Kirk was dating Cabot Phillips at this time, how did Charlie Kirk not know?" This is a post with Charlie Kirk and Cabot Phillips from 8 years ago. "Yes, I beat Cabot one-on-one in Friday basketball, not sick of winning." And then people talking about, again, "Was Erica Kirk dating the executive producer of the Charlie Kirk show before she met Charlie?" The replies are still there. Again, these are all right-wing accounts. We're drifting into this kind of war that's happening as that centers a lot, honestly, around Trump's influence starting to crack. You know, MAGA is, you know, he's got the lowest poll numbers of any president in history. And I know a lot of times that doesn't mean much. But for Donald Trump, he's stuck in a very peculiar political situation that he hasn't been before. And he's cognitively declining. He's obviously a narcissist. The economy sucks. People are fed up. And the right's kind of starting to jaw at each other. These are all kind of small things about Erica Kirk on her CBS interview claiming, you know, who she has been or who she was before she met Charlie Kirk. Her talking about not drinking. Some person, you know, pointed this out. Erica Kirk didn't drink. She was a bottle girl. it's possible to be a bottle girl, excuse me, and not drink. But these are, you know, lies, especially if you're going on CBS News, that a lot of people are going to start to question. I know a lot of you love the I've Had It podcast, and they had some words recently about Erica Kirk. I want you to take a listen.
Her attack on substituting a relationship for a man with a substitution for the government is overtly an attack on poor people and the racist connotations in that, considering she's abundantly aware of the, when you talk about women and poverty, that black and brown women stick off the charts more so than white women. This is an intentional attack on poor women. And this is a dehumanization all done in the name of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is the exact opposite of what the central character of the faith of Christianity preached against. So this is intentional weaponization of her gender and her faith. And this, she is a grifter. And just look at the costume changes. Look at the costume changes. Look at the affect and how she does that. It's wild. This woman should be kicked to the curb. She is an absolute grifter, just like Donald Trump and just like her unrepentant, racist, homophobic husband was.
Wow. Some very strong words there from the I've Had It podcast, living up to the name. And, you know, can't say I disagree. Very strong words and well said, concise. The thing is, we also recently, kind of on the heels of a lot of what we're hearing right now, we saw this very big, this very big Candace Owens, Erica Kirk kind of meeting. Candace Owens was very good friends with Charlie Kirk, and she has really kind of gone off the rails recently, if you will. This was her talking the other day about meeting with Erica Kirk. Take a listen.
They were sort of most upset with what I tweeted, that it was a godforsaken company and people should not give money to it. And I have to own that. That's aggressive. That is actually aggressive in the retrospect. I was very frustrated. And I don't know. I felt like we weren't getting any answers and there were so many lies. And then I
want to point out here just quickly for some context. Again, Candace Owens has been, although best friends with Charlie Kirk, and this is, again, kind of where some of the jawing between all these right-wing figures comes from, she has pushed relentless conspiracy theories about Charlie Kirk's death and who's telling the truth and who's lying about it. And you're about to hear some of them because they're pretty insane. She's really kind of gone off the deep end.
He's getting attacked for asking all meaningful questions that was within their capacity to answer. And I told you, I definitely, my problem in life is that I can rise to anger very quickly. I shared with them that I really felt like I was under attack for telling the truth from the very beginning, like casually when I mentioned the Catholicism thing. Like, what was that about? I was like, look, I say something in a tribute to him. Alex Clark and Andrew Colvett then jump onto a podcast and they're doing that weird interview, which is clearly.
Yeah. And so basically part of the meeting there, them being upset about the fact that she is called Turning Point USA, all of these things, them being upset, referring to Erica Kirk about a lot of the conspiracies. And I want to be clear, we're not talking about, you know, stuff we're talking about in this video, drama that people are, you know, asking questions about. We're talking about stuff like this.
Like I just said, had a vivid dream this weekend, and Charlie came to me and he told me that he was betrayed. And so for me, you don't have to believe that, but I do believe that. And it was the immediate sense I got, actually. And I don't know who exactly it is that betrayed him, but I also felt in the dream that it is soon going to be revealed, that it's actually inevitable that it is going to be revealed, that there is nothing and no one that is going to stop the truth from coming out, and it is going to have international consequences. Take that to the bank. Quote me on that. Women tend to have a strong...
Right. And so obviously you can imagine, as Candace Owens was, again, one of Charlie Kirk's very good friends, why Erica Kirk would be upset that she's coming out and... Essentially, also, if Erica Kirk's a grifter, Candace Owens is grifting hard. I mean, oh my God, playing on the kind of MAGA talking points here. Oh, the truth would be revealed about Charlie Kirk's real death. You know, what are you talking about? Oh, it came to me in a dream?
And I did just a cursory online search and some messages I found, which were not written by a teacher at the school, but someone who was adjacent to some teachers at the school, gave me pause for concern. In fact, explicitly what it was a Polish underground symbol, like a Polish communist underground symbol that nobody would have recognized outside of people who know what it meant. And I just sort of went, okay, that's weird. I kept looking online, and strangely, I'm not kidding, and I'm going to show you these messages, I came across what looked to me like a bunch of people talking about bees. You're going, bees, in a way that the only way I can describe it to you is like they were speaking about bees, but they weren't speaking about bees. It was very coded. And I'm going, am I going crazy? Or do you think that all these people are really actually, quote unquote, bee farmers, or saying that they farm bees? What is this lingo that I'm not understanding? Why do I feel like it's related to students? I didn't feel good about it at all. And I just sensed that we needed to get more involved, to go to the school, to ask about the process of hiring, to see if they needed more security. They were kind of giving up me the thing that teachers do now when you ask any questions about what happens at the school, which is they make you think like, why do you want to know?
Yeah. So if that gives you an idea of like where Candace Owens' mind is at these days, that was, you know, a minute and 26 of talking about, I guess, I don't know, potentially her children. I don't know if she has children, but somebody at her school or hiring. I mean, like, I don't even think you really need that much context to be like, this person is not doing well. Again, a lot of people on the right, even upset here, Erica Kirk, this is from CBS News, sharing a call to action for parents to stop political violence. People pointing out that her husband was often talking about political violence, if you remember this clip.
And why is he still in jail? Why has he not been bailed out? By the way, if some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco or the Bay Area wants to really be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out. I bet his bail is like $30,000 or $40,000.
Again, referring to the person there who attacked Paul Pelosi, right? So people saying, you know, this is hypocritical. People talking about how they're receiving these big fundraising texts. Forever, John, this is a message I never imagined I'd write. You knew Charlie's voice, but I knew his heart. From Erica Kirk, these big fundraising messages help me carry the torch, that Charlie lit. Make your generous gift to Turning Point USA. And it kind of relates here to their own YouTube channel, which people, you know, Charlie Kirk's YouTube channel, I should say, which people at Turning Point USA are posting on right now. And their audience very upset about this. Why are you posting on Charlie Kirk's account? You have a Turning Point USA account, That's big, disrespectful, shame, lots of shame to you. WTF, you should stop using Charlie's name. We are Charlie Kirk. How the F do you still upload? This is a channel with 5.6 million subscribers. And look at some of these recent numbers a day ago. 8.1 thousand views, 7.5 thousand views 4 days ago, 5.5. I mean, these are views that for 5.6 million channel, I mean, the channel's dead in the water. People are upset. You guys were nearing 2 million subs and do this in 10 minutes, which, by the way, insane. And I am so effing grateful for it. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you like down below and subscribe. It goes such a long way. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Let me know what you think of all of this. And if you want us to keep kind of updating you on some of the internal GOP nonsense, let us know. We love making videos that you guys enjoy. So whether it's news or stuff like this, we always love to make whatever you guys want to see. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your week into the weekend, and I'll see you in the next video.